Hi, this is Side 3. I promised to tell you about Misty. Well, Mike didn't believe me when I told him that Misty used to unwrap her Christmas presents. Well, he kind of believed me, but, you know, he's kind of skeptical about the whole thing. So we bought a little bone for her at the grocery store, and I brought it home, and I wrapped it up, and I brought her over, and I said, "See, Misty, now this is your Christmas present," and I squeaked it once for her. Oh, well, her ears went right up, and she looked at it, and I took it over, and I put it under the tree. She laid down right next to it and just stared at it for, you know, 2 or 3 hours. So then later in the day, I said, "Misty, where's your Christmas present?" And she went over the tree, and she got it, and she brought it in, and she showed it to us. We started to take it away from her, and, oh, she just got so excited and growled, you know. It was hers, and she wasn't about to give it up. And so then we told her that she couldn't open it to Christmas and told her she had to put it back under the tree, and she took it back and put it under the tree. Well, it's, you know, we love our dog. We like to tell tales on her.
Our little neurotic dog. We just got a couple of calls you'd like to hear about. Pat and Lou called us and told us they opened our gifts and because they're going to go down to Alton tomorrow. And they're going to open gifts down there tomorrow.
Dixie finally had her 10-month baby and right at Christmas time, and Tom called in pure panic and said, "Mom, I need help. I'm completely unorganized." So they're going to go down to cook the dinner for the family and help them celebrate Christmas.
And we also got a call from Grandmother Craig, and she is so happy because she didn't have a heart attack, but she had diabetes. And she said it's getting under control, and she's lost 10 pounds, and she really feels great about that. And she wanted to call us and congratulate me on my degree and so on, and as did Lou and Pat. So it's really been quite a day, a real eventful one.
She just sounded wonderful. We told her that Mike had talked to Mr. Holgren. Is that the right name?
Holgren.
And we heard about Grandma Reynolds and Aunt Sue and everybody, and she said that she remembered going to his high school graduation and that we'd have to tell him about that. But she sounded just wonderful, and she said she has talked to several of her friends who have diabetes, and she didn't realize that they did, and she said they operate just fine. She said, "So as soon as I get back in good shape, I don't have to curtail my activities too much," and she said, "I can keep this under control, and I'm not scared at all." So we were just real happy to hear her so chipper, and it was really nice. She said she thought it was wonderful that we were going to get to have a Christmas in our own home, and she told us about Grandpa Dobson putting his foot down and saying that no more going to Grandma this and Grandma that's house for Christmas. It was time for them to set up and establish their own Christmas in their own home. And she said, "You have to do that, you know." And we said, "Yeah, we would." But it was just great. It was wonderful to talk to her, and she just sounded great. Mike's got something going here. Just a second.
I'm going to get Sue to get Misty to speak to you again. It'll take a second, and then she's going to speak to you. Here it goes. That translates into Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from little Misty. Misty and her grape.
"'Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la."
Today,
today
is the 25th, and we just finished our Christmas meal. Standing prime rib, was it?
Yes.
That Pat gave to us. And we almost killed off a whole fifth of cold duck to boot, plus a few martinis for me.
Well, some brandy ices for me.
And some brandy ices for Sue. And our stupid dog opened her present this morning. It was beautiful. She tore it open and hustled all over the house with it. And we opened all our gifts, and they are really beautiful. Really, I can't believe the shirt, Mom, that you got for me, and the tie. It really is elegant. Really super. So we're all just kind of standing around here, and we thought we'd add a little to the tape. And I got a blue shirt and tie from Mary Lou and Steve. And I got English leather from Pat and Lou, and a $100 check, right? And I got a kind of a blood red knit golf shirt, and a blood red cotton jumpsuit from Sue. And let's see, I got a red kind of Go Big Red, Big 8 windbreaker, Sue guy. She took some money to the bank to put in the bank, and the lady gave her, she put the money in, and the lady said, well, here's your gift certificate. And lo and behold, they had some kind of special on that day for windbreakers. And I got some socks from Sue and a wallet and a home repair manual from Sue and a clothes brush from Misty. And I got a powder blue print shirt and a gray and red shirt from Sue.
Dress shirts. They're really pretty.
And Sue got the joy of cooking from me and
the cookbook, the one I really want.
And some slippers and an ice cream scoop for Brandy Ices and a holder for one of her pots and a mushroom jewel cushion. I had to get a mushroom in there somewhere. And she got a hair clasp from Mary Lou, and
fondue cookbook from Mary Lou and Steve, and I got that blue owl trivet
holder
spoon thing from Mary Lou and Steve,
and a shirt and a vest and a nightgown from Mom and Dad.
Oh, they're beautiful, Ruth. Thank you so much.
And see, a blue belted T-neck from me.
Navy blue. It's really sexy.
And Shalimar from Pat and Lou.
And a $100 check.
And straw flowers.
Debbie and Don left me some straw flowers, and then Debbie snuck a Christmas gift under the Christmas tree for me, and it was a cameo type thing. It's a ceramic disc, and it has a little ice skater with holly on it. It's just adorable. And that was a surprise Christmas gift for me. And I just got so many nice things. It was really something. I have to tell you, I proved... Yeah, just a second, Mike.
If Sue slushes her words, it's because she's been hitting the cold duck. Oh, it's cold, Rose Duck. That makes you want a sandwich.
Martha sent us the nicest gift. It was to both of us, and we couldn't figure out what it was. It was just huge, and we opened it up, and it was a Teflon camping set, cook set. And it's about six different pots, and it's a service for six. And the plates and the cups and the pots for cooking and a coffee pot and a frying skillet with about three handles and a spatula. It's a complete set, and it condenses all inside each other to a handy carry size that's as only as large as the biggest pot. It's very, very nice. We're just thrilled to death with it. We really had a wonderful Christmas. Lots of fun. The first gift we opened was we took Misty's bone and we put a little teeny rip in it and squeaked it for it. She opened the whole thing herself and went over and laid on it and watched us open all of our Christmases. It was just adorable. I got up at 8:30, and I turned the Christmas tree on and the Christmas music.
She bugged me to death. It's like a little kid under the tree. Let's open a present.
I said, it's time to get up. It's time to open the presents. Well, he finally got out of bed, and after a cup of coffee, he was willing. We're going to change the tape now to the other side.
Go ahead, honey. You've got some more time.
Oh, okay. Well, we just really had a nice day. We had some friends come over this afternoon for Christmas drinks. They were home for the holidays alone, too. And we watched the football games, and it was just really nice.
We're going to change the tape now.